Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
COVID-19 is impacting the way we live. It's also having an impact on what we think about death, those in the midst of grieving the loss of a loved one, and funeral directors. With us today, Bud Baker, funeral director with Baker Swan Funeral Home in Wellsville and Andover, New York. I know you're in rural New York, but have you seen an uptick amidst the COVID-19 outbreak?
In Allegheny County, we are somewhere in approximately the several dozen people that are infected. I think we have had our first fatality here within the last week. So no, it hasn't really changed our life dramatically, though. When we go out to a home, I will wear a mask so that primarily I will not infect somebody else. We are very aware of that. And then that's usually a question that we will ask, is there any COVID-19 concerns here?
I saw something that said that people were concerned about if transmission of the virus could be transferred even after death.
Yeah, definitely. That is a concern. So we take some mitigating steps to prevent that from happening. But yes, the virus could be transmitted from somebody that has recently passed. But that's part of our normal protocol, is we always take cautions no matter what the cause of death is. But here locally in our county, it may come, but it hasn't really hit like it has in New York City and downstate. The thing that's affected us more than anything is the no gathering more than 10 people. So we've had several services where we've had to navigate around that, limited it to immediate family and live broadcast the service to our website. And then some families will do a memorial service when we can get together. That's probably been the biggest impact, is just the social distancing that we're required to maintain.
But COVID-19 has put questions about death in a different light. Some people may be thinking more about caring for loved ones and getting personal matters settled before they die to avoid putting undue burden on loved ones. How do you advise listeners in this?
It's just a reminder that life is fragile. Even in the best of circumstances, we're only a heartbeat or a breath away. We need to have our life prepared for eternity.
So when it comes to the more temporary stuff of this earthly life, what are some of the main concerns or aspects to address for someone who's maybe facing an end-of-life issue?
I try to set the stage down the road to be able to offer some counsel on that. You obviously have to balance that with the need of the moment and be very sensitive, but families are oftentimes open. And I've had situations where people are in hospice or other life-ending illness, and they've asked me, or I sense the need, and I will ask them if it would be okay for me to pay a visit, and we can talk about those things. Usually you have just a couple minutes, because there's usually not a lot of strength for an extended conversation, but I can share with them my own experience. I'm living under a very serious cancer diagnosis myself, 2.5 years into it. So I understand the fears, the concerns, what may be happening in their life.
Wow, Bud, I'm sure they appreciate your transparency. Is this the time to make sure you have a will and maybe a living will and life insurance?
Well, I think any time is a good time to have talked about those issues. A life will, it's good to have somebody that's a proxy that can handle those situations in your stead. It is good to have expressed to either a spouse or a close family or a close friend and get it in writing. Do I go on a extended life support system or not? Those are always important questions, given what's going on now. It's maybe coming to the forefront. But more than that, it's an opportunity to talk about eternal things. If we live to be 100 years old, that is very short in light of eternity, and it would be missing the big point.
Yeah, absolutely. In an array of situations, we may have a sick loved one. And why would it not be a good idea to say, oh, no, don't talk like you're going to die. No, no, you're going to be fine. Why can talk like that be harmful?
Because it's not true. The last I know, the mortality rate in New York State is 100%. The mortality rate for all of us is 100%. And so it's not a question of if, it is a question of when. something will happen eventually that will take our life. And in light of eternity, it's going to be very soon. From the time that we're born, we're beginning the process of dying. It is so important to have that right relationship with the Lord. And God is not wanting any of us to perish eternally, and he's not trying to trick us. His burden is light. He wants to have that relationship. Why the God of the universe would want that from us, I guess that's one of the mysteries. But he is love, and someday we'll get to ask him that question. But in the meantime, he just loves us, and he wants that relationship.
Bud, thank you so much for giving us an inside scoop on what things are like for funeral directors and folks that are losing loved ones at this time.
It is difficult. My heart goes out to these families.
That's funeral director Bud Baker. I'm Tracy Lynn, Family Life News.